I'm not sure what you're saying about writing a letter to deny that this came from the Bezdin. It's really a pointless exercise to write such a letter. First of all, the same way the first one is a forgery, the second one could be a forgery. There's nothing that will prove that the second one is not a forgery either. Secondly, anybody who has intelligence, understands that this is a forgery. This is not a typical thing that the Bezdin would do. Of course, you have people that don't get it. There's always like that. But the Bezdin's not going to waste their time on such foolishness and try to sit and prepare a letter for Stamam Shoite that sits and does these kind of things, which is really a criminal offense and really not acceptable according to halacha. It's legally a problem. And how a person could do something like this, we know the people. It is not, people know who these people are that are involved in these things, how people could do such a thing in a time like this, where everybody's trying to do the right thing and create achdus, and people could get involved in such lowly stuff. I don't understand such a thing. And with regard to the Etzem Minyan, I mean, it's pretty obvious the Bezdin's position. The Bezdin made it very, very clear, no Minyanim indoors, no Minyanim outdoors. Porch Minyanim is a separate discussion, not going to go into that right now. Outdoor minyanim, the Gaboyim made it very clear. The minyan happening outside Tzem Assembly is not Be'ishur Harabonim. The people that are responsible there, the authorities over there, I have no idea why they're not doing anything. The Gaboyim closed down 770 when the Rabbanim told them to do that. Why the people that are responsible for looking after that area are allowing such a minyan to continue, I don't know. But the Rabbanim are very, very clear about this, that this minyan that's happening outside 770 in the Chatzar is not Be'ishur HaRabbanim. So there's nothing for me to make comments about this. We can't just give every Tom, Dick, and Harry is going to make a comment. The Bezdin has to respond. That's ridiculous. Anyhow, Masayim B'Toiv, I hope you understand.